There are some things in life we can all agree on. Time to play the puzzle. I am joined, as always, by the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
I hear this is a big puzzling weekend for you.
Well, yeah, puzzles and words. Every November, I direct a whole weekend on words at Mohonk Mountain House in upstate New York. And it's there are speakers on words, there's word puzzles, there are word games. And one of the puzzles I'm doing there this weekend, I'm about to give you.
Okay, so remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Ken Stern of Brooklyn. I said, think of a sign that's frequently seen around this time of year. Two words, four letters each. And among these eight letters, all five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, appear once each, along with three consonants. What sign is it? And the sign, which you probably saw last Tuesday, was Vote Aqui, A-Q-U-I.
Vote here. So we got just over 700 correct answers this week. Our randomly selected winner is Jean Ryan of Indianapolis, Indiana. She's on the line now. Hi, Jean. Congratulations.
Hi, Rachel. Hi, Will. Thank you.
Hey.
Yeah, so this came quickly to you. Did you have to work at it?
This one came fairly quickly. It took about an hour. I had a bit of an advantage because I had early voted the day before.
So voting was on your mind.
Exactly. And there were signs around our early voting place that, you know, vote here and vote aqui.
Now you are the randomly selected winner. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm very nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
I guess I'm
lots of help. I'm really, really good at the puzzle.
Rachel, I'm counting on you.
Okay, Will, give us an easy one.
All right, let's try. It's not too bad. Jean and Rachel, insert the letters AR inside the answer to the first clue to get the answer to the second clue. For example, if I said small argument and a tax on imports, you would say TIF and tariff. And the AR always goes inside the first word. Here's number one. A ballad, for example, and a Polynesian rap.
And when you say Polynesian rap, do you mean like hip-hop or wrapping paper?
Something you would wear that you would wrap around yourself if you lived in Polynesia.
A sarong.
Yes.
A sarong and a ballad is a song.
Okay,
there you go. Number two, having uneven terrain and 2016 election name.
Hillary and Hilly.
There you go. Mm-hmm. How about a prize, as in P-R-I-Z-E, a prize, and toward the back?
A reward.
There you go, good. And toward the back.
Put an A-R in reward? That's what I'm supposed to do, to come up with a word that means towards the back.
That's right.
Because there's already an A-R in reward.
Ignore that A-R that's already there, but add another A-R to get an eight-letter word.
Rearward?
Oh, you almost said rearward, rearward, toward the rear.
Who
rearward.
Says that ever, Will? Rearward? You'll find me rearward in the bar. Rearward.
I'm going to Google this afterward. All right, here's your next one.
Okay.
May I take one moment to breathe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh
I like
God.
That.
I am sorry.
You know what? I need to breathe too, Jean. Let's just.
Okay.
America. Let's breathe. Let's just...
That's good advice. Okay, here's your next one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Shiny as a photo and a brief dictionary.
Glossy. Yeah,
there
glossy.
You go. Insert AR, you get a brief dictionary.
Oh, thank God.
Glossary is right.
Yeah.
Phew, okay.
Glossary.
Here's your last one. Sound mental health. And hygienic and clean.
Sane.
Oh, and you need the noun form of that. Sound mental health would be your...
Sanity.
Yeah,
sanity.
And insert and hygienic
sanitary.
And clean.
Sanitary.
Is right. Not bad.
Wow, we really knocked it out of the park, Jean.
That was a bit of a slog.
That was hard. It was not at all easy.
But I appreciate your help.
I think we got a handful of them. I think we can still be proud. So, Jean, I'm going to tell you your prizes now. You get all kinds of prizes. You get a Weekend Edition lapel pin. You get puzzle books and games. And if you want to know what kind of puzzle books and games, you can go to npr.org/puzzle and read all about your prizes. And before we let you go, tell us where you hear us.
I listen on Indianapolis WFYI, and I'm a member.
great. Jean Ryan from Indianapolis, Indiana. Jean, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both, Rachel and Will.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Well, I brought a two-week creative challenge because, you know, next week we're doing something special.
Oh, yeah.
And the object is to write a conundrum or riddle that starts, "What is the difference between," in which the answer involves a transposition of words. For example, what is the difference between a lucky criminal and some saran with a garden vegetable? And the answer is one beats the rap while the other raps the beat.
Clever.
So,
clever,
change of spelling in the words is allowed, but not necessary. Entries will be judged on their sense, naturalness of wording, humor, elegance, and overall effect. You may submit up to 3 entries. I'll announce my favorites and the overall winner in 2 weeks.
Love it. Okay. When you have the answer, a particularly elegant one, go to npr.org/puzzle and click on the Submit Your Answer link. This week, as you heard Will say, you get 3 answers on this one. Our deadline for your entries is in 2 weeks, but we're going to do it on Wednesday, not Thursday, Wednesday, November 23rd at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, then we'll call you and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times. And he is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Rachel.